Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting. We got that. The Southwest Texas, Day-Day Cruz. Yeah. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting. We got that. The Southwest Texas, Day-Day Cruz. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
They go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting. We got that. Woo. The Southwest Texas,
yeah.
Day-Day Cruz.
Okay.
Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, it's your boy, Day-Day Cruz. I'm out here making moves. How the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is the money. You can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast is what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, The Flash, 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting on for every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death
Welcome
match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action. Interested, we got that.
Yo, it's Thursday night, and you know what that means. It's time to get Rated R. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, coming to you live from Open Talk Radio 313. Well, actually, I'm coming to you from the Henry Ford Hospital. Let me introduce let me quit being so rude. Let me welcome my brother, the interim co-host. Because today's my last show for a while, guys. Brother Greg, what's going on? Greg DeMart.
How's it going, brother?
Oh, man.
Holding it down up there at Henry Ford.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little lost for words, but letting everybody know that my son was born on Friday morning. Josiah Cruz is in this world, and, man, what a long almost 7 days it's been. But, yeah, nonetheless, the show is going to go on without the Southwest Texas, and I'm pretty sure my brother Greg DeMarc is going to hold it down with brother Coco.
That's right. I'm excited. I'm gonna take the lead role for you while you're gone, and I won't disappoint you.
Oh, man, you never do. You never do, man. That's what I got, and that's what I'm saying. And then we had to have an interim co-host to come with it, you know. And that's Brother Coco and Brother Tez, I know you're back there because we didn't get the botch theme song. What's going on, Brother Tez?
nothing much, man. Congratulations to you, man.
Thank you.
I'm feeling good, man. It's kind of sad. This is your last show for a while, but I know Greg will do a heck of a job.
Oh, yeah. And Brother Coco ain't going to disappoint either because that guy's full of charisma, full of knowledge of wrestling also. So, I mean, and then we got the next couple weeks lined up. I'm just going to name a few of our guests that we're going to have. Like tonight we have the SWE Tag Team Champions of OMG. That's Mike Anthony and John Omari, man. They're such a great tag team, man. I was watching a couple of their matches on YouTube, but man, such great talents. And then being the great guys that they are, they did an actual reminder for everybody yesterday. They did a YouTube or Facebook video letting them know that tonight the 313 becomes OMG. So they're going to take over, man, and SWE is just doing big things, man. Their open-door policy is like becoming the AEW forbidden door because they're signing almost everybody.
Yeah, I seen a graphic that fooled me there for a minute. It had Darby Allin and Nolan Edward on it. Have you seen that going around?
Man.
This guy, Nolan Edward, instantly got over in GCW, and I guarantee you he would instantly get over in AEW as well. He's such a natural talent.
Oh,
another one
sure,
of the
dude.
Guys that I said that wouldn't be wrestling in a 100-mile radius very long, much like Trey Miguel, Impact superstar Trey Miguel. For sure, dude.
And there's, I mean, look at his tag, his former Rascal Brothers, you know, MSK. They're tag team champions in NXT. You know what I'm saying? And it just goes to show you that hard work pays off, and if you have the determination and the guts to do it, man, it could be possible, or anything could be possible.
Zachary Wentz is another Midwest homegrown talent.
Yes. There's a lot of Midwest people that are signed, and there's some that aren't signed that should be signed, like the process, MM3. I talk so much shit about him every week. But, dude, if you don't trust the process, and if you know what the process is and you don't trust it, then you don't trust in anything that's owed to you in life.
And coming up next week, the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast proudly sponsors the match of the night. And this is, I say that, and I'm going to tell you, Tommy Vendetta and Trey Miguel are on this card. But Uncle Chase Burnett, and the process MM3 are going to have the match of the night. Watch. And it's sponsored by Open Talk Radio,
the
313 The Flash, and the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
And that's what we do over here. We're MM3, dude, like I was saying. Dude, he's about to team up with DBA one more time for some tag team championships. While DBA's doing his 25th silver anniversary tour.
Another, you heard it here first. The challenge was laid out by Hernandez. Said he wanted the LAX versus the Monroe's. Fans bring the weapons. And DBA, then, when we told him, he told us that, you know, his 25th anniversary was coming, and he'd love to do it for that. And then we got the announcement just a couple months ago, but you heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here. You heard the challenge laid out, the match laid out, the format, the time, the date, everything to go along with it. And, dude, our interviewees are almost going to be on pretty soon at 6:45, and I'm really excited for this one, because not just are they the SWE Tag Team Champions, they took their time out to come, and they actually live hours away from each other, and they they took the time and the invitation to come out to the show, and shout out to Teddy Long, because he sent them our way. So shout out to Teddy Long, SWE. You know, it's just great, you know, that they're taking their time out, not just that, but doing their promo videos, sharing the stuff, sharing the promo, sharing the graphics and everything, dude. Everybody at SWE so far has been nothing but professional, from Teddy Long now to the tag team champions.
Not even just professional, but just so generous with their time and attention. So, you know.
Yes.
It's flattering.
It is. It's very flattering, dude. And it's like, you know, it's great. And I can't explain how much gratitude I have towards Teddy for that, too. Because he don't have to, like you say, take his time out. Well, I'd say he don't have to take his time out of any time of his day to even stay our way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I talked to
Teddy Long. Now, hopefully we'll be seeing him.
Oh, we will be seeing him, hopefully, dude, soon. But Teddy Long, dude, what I can say about him is he's humble. We say this a lot, and I mean this about everybody that I say is humble. But, dude, Teddy Long is humble, dude. I get a message from him almost every day, if not every other day. You know, if it's not a post for me to share, it's a post for me to see. Or, you know, he'll ask how I'm doing, and I'll see how he's doing, and we'll go on about our day. But, dude, Teddy Long is such a great guy. I talk to him, like I said, every day, if not every other day.
Yeah, it's the beauty of wrestling that I've, you know, been lucky to meet some really cool people. Being, you know, just being around wrestling.
Man, that's
some of my favorite people I met through wrestling. Where we are.
Hold on. I'm sorry, guys.
SWE, dude, is doing big things, and I'm excited to talk to another, you know, I love tag teams. I love tag team wrestling. And I feel like on the independent level, tag team wrestling is not a lost art.
No, dude. Tag team wrestling has always been great. I love tag team wrestling, like you just said, but I do as well. But, you know, there's some, you know, such as WWE. I'm going to bring WWE into the mix. Martez, don't kill me, because I know how you feel about WWE. But,
I don't like the random-ass pairings either. That's not tag team wrestling.
No.
That's just letting a bunch of stars get their shit in.
Right, not just that, but the way
they overlook true tag team division
wrestling. Hey, they don't have they don't have a true tag team division. They overlook tag team wrestling. When tag team wrestling back in the days was one of the biggest attractions, you know, when you didn't have those big attractions like a Bruno Sammartino, you know what I'm saying? You had tag team wrestling.
Yeah, it was. And you even see promotions. There's even been some buzz about AEW talking about a possible trios title. And that works in New Japan with a, you know, six-man championship. And we've seen them back in the territory days. There was, you know, some six-man tag champions. And, you know, it's out there. And I think that the demand for it is out there, too.
Okay.
I think people
like
tag team wrestling. I think they're just not getting tag team wrestling in their mainstream product.
Right. No, they're not. And it's like I said, it's overlooked, but there's some companies that do. Like AEW is doing a pretty good, decent job on their tag teams and their tag team titles in the division.
I wish more teams would, like, stay together, like, permanently, like the Rock and Roll Express. Like, they're the Rock and Roll
and
Express
still,
for life. They're never, you know, there was some single stuff. Stuff happens, guys, there. But, like, all in all, like, they never broke up. They were always a tag team. I feel like FTR is going to be one of those tag teams that will be tag team wrestlers forever. The New Day should have stayed that way. The Usos, I think. Yeah, the Young Bucks are another one. It's so rare. They're,
the Usos.
You know,
the
Rock
Usos
and Roll Express
gonna, you
and Midnight
what?
Express.
Another one are going to be the Usos because the Usos, man, they're doing this little storyline where they're not, you know what I'm saying, that they're actually arguing and whatnot and which Uso is which. I've been watching a little bit more of WWE now. But, whoa. Hold on. Wait a minute. WWE and the Usos are doing the thing where Jimmy don't know to choose either between Roman or his.
Yeah,
but,
that
like you said,
that
Rock
should
Road,
never even be a thing. Just like the, you know, that New Day should never be nothing but the New Day. Like the Freebirds were the fucking Freebirds. So, yeah, take out Buddy and put in, you know, Jimmy Garvin. I'm okay with that. You know, you have the core, but, you know, I'm even for, but the New Day should always been the New Day. I think that if you ask those three guys, they'll unanimously tell you the same thing. I don't think there's anything that or any push they could give any of those guys that would, you know, they would rather have than actually staying together.
Yeah,
and it's
so rare, but I mean, go ahead, brother.
Usually the chemistry. Huh?
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Usually you'll see the chemistry between guys, the teams that, like, are meant to be and should be. And they, you know, you find out through, whether it be dirt sheets or social media, that, you know, a lot of those a lot of the best teams are the best of friends behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Same with good adversary. You find out a lot of, you know, good adversaries are good friends behind the curtain.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's just like the New Day, or not the New Day, Jesus Christ. They do got a podcast, though. They got a great podcast. The DX, the Click, those were guys that had not just power over what they had, but they made a real life, you know, friendship, brotherhood that went on the road that played out all within wrestling history.
Yeah, and Matt, I mean, I got to give a lot of the credit to how good Shawn Michaels was, but even Sean Waltman, anyway, you know, those guys all matched up really well as opponents.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And talking about Sean Waltman, dude, that dude got a podcast too. You got to check that out. It's called Podcast for Life. It's such a good podcast, dude. I listen to it's a weekly thing, but I listen to it every week.
Nice.
Such a great podcast. You want to park?
You know what else is a great podcast? Pro Wrestling Edge. And shout out to our boy, Dan Brewer. Got that big exclusive interview with Justin Pilgrim and Big Taz and Gooch. Who did they miss getting to see? Because he wasn't at RPW.
Yeah. Fuck.
So
you
missed getting to see Josh and Jordan, Nick, Brandon. Didn't get to see Marlo. Evasive was Dan. Dan wasn't there, but shout out to Pro Wrestling Edge. You can catch them on most podcast platforms. They're not hard to find.
Spotify and Podbean. Spotify and Podbean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, dude.
And also, you know what else a good podcast? The Gorilla Position, who returned tonight, immediately following the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast, Turn of the Gorilla Position, with Steve Aaron and the Macho Ghost.
Yeah, I'm wondering what them guys are going to do tonight, because, I mean, this is their big return. And they're just, you know, it's always unpredictable on that show, just as much as it is ours.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun group of guys.
Oh, yeah, for
fun
sure.
Group of guys.
And they're running one hell of a promotion over there with CSW in Chicago.
Yeah.
Now that's
that's why, I mean, you find out all these places, you know, and you start paying attention to, like, man, there's good wrestling going on everywhere, all over America, except New Mexico. Fuck you, New Mexico. Although
fuck
Peter
Mexico,
B. Beautiful says that he's worked in New Mexico and that he knows someone who runs in New Mexico, but that's what he said. I was like, I don't know. We had someone on the show that said the State Athletic Commission does not allow wrestling.
I was going to say
a trained wrestler that was trained in New Mexico.
Yeah, that was some bullshit. Mexico ain't doing shit, but they're one of the biggest states that brought out wrestling when wrestling was wrestling. And Lucha Libre, which is real big right now in wrestling altogether.
Yeah, it really is. That's
dude,
the stuff I needed to see as a little guy.
Dude, did you hear about Braun Strowman? I know I'm going way off track with this, but did you hear about Braun Strowman, dude? Post-WWE, when his non-compete contract is up, he is charging five figures to any indie promotion that's going to try to book him. Like, if any big promotion can come up with five figures to pay one person.
That's 10 grand or more. You fucking kidding me?
Exactly.
The guy never drew 10 grand in tickets in his best WWE part of his run. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
His championship reign was post-pandemic. He wouldn't have drew shit the whole time if he was champion. And he only became champion because Roman pulled out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I mean, I get it. You know, you headlined WrestleMania, at least headlined WrestleMania. But, I mean, 5 figures. Are you kidding me? You think you're Steve fucking Borden? No. You're not Sting, brother. You're Braun Strowman. Be happy if you can get 1500 in a plane ticket in a hotel room. No, I don't know. I don't book talent, but I do math real slow. And how many tickets do you have to sell? I mean, to justify $10,000. Let's say that's the lowest end of what we're talking about, 5 figures. That's $10,000. Let's call it.
Yeah.
$20 a ticket. Yeah, I don't know.
But even
man.
If I don't think any real indie, it's got to be a big indie promotion. Any like local indie promotion is not going to be able to. I mean, not like that, but not going to be able to pay that much money on talent.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that can come out in the wash. I definitely see it as economically undesirable to book Braun Strowman. That guy could be a superstar, though, in New Japan. They'd book him the way a monster like him should be booked. And he could be the IWGP champion.
That's a for sure, dude. He'll have a hell of a monster run if Braun Strowman did go to, like, a place like New Japan, even Mexico. Even if he got booked in Mexico, but I doubt he'll go over there. But if he got booked somewhere else other than WWE, he can be booked as a real monster.
Yeah. He definitely could. But we'll see. He was quoted, I read it the other day, he had said that if his contract expired or that he would retire, that he was WWE for life, that he would never work for anybody else.
Yeah, we lost, hey Greg, we lost Southwest, hopefully.
Oh.
He's back on.
I'm back.
That's okay.
I'm back. Yeah. No, but like I was saying, Jesus Christ. Yeah, Braun could be booked somewhere else as a big heel. Like if he was to go to AEW, I mean, but AEW is trying to book too many people now. I want to say that.
Yeah, I don't see his spot there.
No, I don't either. But you can and you can't. You can and you can't. If they're looking to have a monster like they got that Lance Archer dude, they got Lance Archer and. Even the Big Show, I heard that he's going to have a match or two. Mark Henry's going to have a match or two. If they wanted to book him, he can, and he can end up even going to, I could say Impact, because Big Cass is there. You got Madman Fulton. He can go almost anywhere, dude, if they want to pay him, which I doubt. Because AEW just signed Andrade. They'll eat him up. They just signed him. And
yeah, I'll bet they signed Tommy End too.
No, you know what I heard? I heard today that WWE apologized that they didn't give him a push, and they're going to try to sign him back, and they're going to probably do it by SummerSlam.
I hope he tells them to fuck themselves.
I hope so too, dude. Like him and AEW, he could take over the Dark Order. He could not like that wrestling to Brody Lee, but he can actually take over that group, dude, and do it well. Because his character and his dark aura is something that can take over that group and that faction.
Yeah, he's into that occult shit, too, so he'd be a good fit for it. It would come naturally to him, I would think.
I know.
Being
sure,
the leader of a faction like that, I think that they could resurrect that whole gimmick, actually, with him.
Yeah, dude, because he had another song that he was going to do with WWE, or they both had new music. They were going to change his music before he left to have another theme song, so they were going to do the WWE version. He had his own version, so I think he's going to use that, his post-WWE, if he's going to go back. And
that,
brother Greg, I forgot to tell you, that our interim co-host is on the line, our brother Coco T.
What's happening, Brother Daddy, Brother Greg? It's the black man, Coco T. Ware. Follow the leader, can't save the people's bed. What's happening, brother?
What's going
Good
on,
evening,
brother?
Coco.
Tonight, this night that you take over.
Oh, man, I am honored, Daddy. And once again, Brother Daddy, congratulations. I have a cruise up in here, baby, with a little baby cruise. The next week, Texas Daddy cruise out here. This is a wonderful thing. The 313 podcast, Ready Live podcast, is growing by the day. And so you got a family legacy going, brother. I couldn't be more happier for you.
I appreciate that, Brother T, and I can't wait for you to meet Mr. Josiah and everybody here to meet him, man. It's going to be something big.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. See, he's a little too young for what's about to transpire exactly 1 month from now. I said exactly 1 month from now, baby. It's the Black Man Coco T. Ware 40th birthday podcast in the backyard. Okay, say boom, baby. And we're going to play some live music. We're going to debut the band, baby. We're going to play some hot songs, some rapper theme songs from yesteryear, baby. And we're going to have a good time, you feel what I'm saying? And I can't wait in the queen, the Khaleesia K-Save, cannot wait for her two servants to show up at the party, baby. You have been summoned, Brother Cruz and Brother Greg.
And we will be there. We'll be moving up from peasants to servants.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful for that.
Moving
absolutely,
up.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what happened. We can pay your dues and you honor the crown, baby. And it's going to be fantastic. I got a lineup of people that's going to show up and show out, and they can't wait. I might have a couple of indie wrestlers popping in and coming through, so you never know who's going to be there. And maybe, just maybe, the black man just might televise this live and in Technicolor on the Facebook Live, baby. We're probably going to stream it, baby, and put it on the KFAX People Stand page. We're going to put it on to the Open Talk People Stand Live page. And hey, if you really want to, fellas, we can put it on the 313 Reddit Eye podcast page.
That's going to be for sure. That's going to be live and living.
We'll be simulcasting. The world is going to see K-Save the People's Band.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, baby. Absolutely. It's going to be fantastic. I'm working and rehearsing almost every day. Me and the Queen, we're crooning and spooning together on our voices and our instruments. And I got people working here, working there. We're doing everything we have to do despite this here pandemic. We too legit to quit. We're doing Zoom meetings, Zoom rehearsals. We're doing phone calls. We're making it happen, Daddy. And then I got people, I got to hire a person to do all the coordinating with the decorations and all that good stuff. It's going to be fireworks, baby, because this is going to be, and oh, let me tell you the theme of the party, baby. It is one night only, baby. So one night only. You get this 40th birthday bash like you've never seen before, baby. And we're going to rock the neighborhood. We're going to have the cops coming. And then they're going to be jamming to the music, baby. And they still going to give us a ticket because we're going to cause air pollution from all the funkiness that's going to emanate from my sound, Daddy. That's right.
Oh, boy.
I'm excited.
Oh, boy. I'm excited. I'm super excited for this, and I can't wait. We're going to cause a riot over there on your block.
Oh, yeah, baby, that's right. That's right, loud and proud, Daddy. People bang their music in their car sound, radio sound all day. They're going to hear some live and raw music, baby. Home cooking, you know what I'm saying. Straight from scratch. And it's going to be good. It's going to be fantastical. It's going to be amazing. And it's going to be on and popping, baby. I cannot wait. I'm so excited.
Oh, so am I. Hopefully it can come any quicker. I hope the time comes and it flies. Because you're going to have to tell someone to hold your beer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're going to want us to play and perform one day. That's all right. Me and good brother Vincent Kennedy McMahon, we're going to have our power meeting one day. And it's going to be beautiful. And it's going to be fantastic. And I'm going to say, hey, Remember good brother Greg and good brother Daddy Cruz. You need to bring in the Ready Live Podcast, one of the hottest radio, online radio programs going on in the worldwide internet today. That's right. When I get in, fellas, you get in. When I eat, you eat, baby. That's right. You can't survive alone. You need people to work together, Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to eat nice, baby.
Absolutely.
I just had a thought.
Next week, hey, how about next week's guest, you guys? You guys are gonna have GCW Hall of Famer Man Pondo, dude. You guys are gonna have such a great time with that one because I had him on the show before, and dude, you guys are gonna have some fun. You guys are gonna have so much fun with that one. But do not ask Man specifically because he will grab his, he's gonna grab his star and he's gonna saw y'all face.
Oh, that's a dangerous thing. I'm gonna stick clear out of his way. Because the black man, Coco T. Ware, is a lover and not a fighter. Maybe I'll fight that drag queen, Logan. But either way, I'm still a lover, not a fighter nonetheless.
What about you, Greg? You know Pondo.
I do know Pondo. I got an autograph from Pondo. It's special to me. I've barely thumbed through. I want to on when I can devote more time to, like, I'd rather like to, like, grind a book. I don't like to, like, you know, read it a little here and there over a long period of time. I want to read the thing in its entirety as, you know, as quick as possible, kind of, you know, time-wise. I don't want to take weeks. I'd rather take days. But, proud owner of Pondo's book. I've seen the saw blade bat in action.
Yeah, it's all bad, dude.
Yeah.
That's something dangerous. Do that when he faced Chuck Stone? I'm pretty sure you were. I don't know why I asked that question.
Yeah, as Horace Slam, I was.
Yeah, that match is on the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast through YouTube channel. But, dude, that match was something, dude. Did you see when he, like, hit that center block right on Chuston's nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa!
I think there was Blob catch it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so we are,
yeah, he did.
So we out here destroying people's legacies? Gracious. You can't destroy the legacy, baby. Or as The Rock would say, the people's jewel. He got a whole family he's trying to build. I can't watch enough like that. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it.
Well, Chuck Stein's already a father. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he's good.
I don't think Piper wants any siblings anyway.
That's right, champion.
Yeah.
He's the Deathmatch 2 belts. We got two Deathmatch championships.
Oh, my. That's just Deathmatch championships. He's the AIWF Deathmatch champion. He's
and Horseman Deathmatch champion.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the Deathmatch he had with Randy West at RPW a couple of weeks ago. Unbelievable.
Dude, I couldn't believe the story behind that, how she was his first match.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I can't believe. And then for them, 17 years later, to have another match. I think that was their first match in 17 years, ain't it?
They stole the show. I'll tell you that for sure. They definitely
Dude,
stole
I'm
the
gonna,
show.
I'm about to resubscribe to the IWTV, and I'm about to watch that. I got to see that.
It's not out yet, but it will be out soon. And New Breed has started releasing matches on the New Breed Productions channel on YouTube. You can check that out. The banger between Alex Weir and Freedom Ramsey was on there. The main event. That's a lot's been released on there. So check that out and check out my man Hard Cam Frio while you're on there. Check out some more local.
Okay.
local indie gem.
We've all been there. But, dude, what about the Horseman show that they're going to have on the 18th? Day of the Undead. Now, that's a stacked card and a stacked show.
Absolutely. And I wasn't able to make it, but last Saturday night they had Bar Brawl 2, and it was hosted by Lil Nasty. And, yeah, I wish I'd have went. I seen some of it on Facebook Live. Jamie Finch had
I did too. Yeah. That's
posted
exactly
some
where
of
I
it, and yep, Rachel had posted a match as well. We had Gio Bronco as the referee. Was a exciting night of action. We got a lot more exciting nights of action coming.
Yeah, dude. But the next show that they got going on is just stacked. I got the card, the whole full card basically right here. You got Briar Wellington versus old school Rick Cartier in an old school death match. Now that one, dude, is student versus teacher, and I love Briar. I do. That's my guy. But Rick Cartier is gonna get this match. He's gonna take out the Richie boy.
I don't think so. We did you see that spot that they had at Bar Brawl? That Briar came out and, you know, had some choice words for him.
Oh, yeah. I seen that one. But I want to say Rick Cartier, dude. I love, like, you know, we know Briar. We're good friends with Briar. I love Briar, dude. But the student's going to he's going to show his teacher that he taught him well, but he learned a little more knowledge than what his teacher taught him.
Absolutely.
What about the next match? Fatal four-way death match. You got Atwell, Ramsey versus Blackheart and Longhorn, dude. That match is going to be bloody. And Aiden Blackheart alone is a sick motherfucker. That's one sick bastard.
Man. Dude, my man got lit the fuck on fire. His whole ass was burnt.
Let me say that Brutus Atwell, he's like the modern, he's like wrestling's version of Shrek. He's just a big old mean smelling ogre. Let me tell you that right now. That man is a rough fella, and I would not be caught walking across him in nobody's swamp or back alley.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, but I him and Aiden Hart together with Sean Longhorn, I'm not really familiar with this Ramsey guy, but if it was a triple threat, which is not, but them motherfuckers, I know Sean Longhorn. I've been following Sean Longhorn since I've been in been around Horse Slam, and he's a sick bastard. He made it on the WWE as a tryout twice, and dude, this match is gonna. I want to say it's still the show if it's going to be all death matches.
I don't know. I think the show stealer here coming up on June 18th is going to be Uncle Chase versus MM3, the show
sponsored by
the
Rated
R 313 Wrestling Podcast.
No. I'm talking about within death match wise. Not the whole show, but I'm talking about death match wise. Because you got a few death matches on here, like the one at, you know, the Briar and Old School. You got that Fatal 4-Way. Then you got the actual death match championship match, which Chuck Stein will be defending his death match championship versus Raven Havoc.
Yeah, that's going to be, as far as death matches go, a hell of a match. And we'll see how far Trey Miguel and Tommy Vendetta go. That's true.
Trey Miguel and Tommy Vendetta, but I mean, well, never mind. I was going to say I can't really see Trey Miguel in a death match, and I'm going to switch gears right as this is a segue. That's like saying I can't see Zack Ryder, Matt Cardona in a GCW death match. And he actually attacked Nick Gage and held up his GCW World Championship, and now, it's
it's the biggest thing. It's the big thing right now on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I'm excited to see that, actually. And they've
dude,
done a good job building it up, man.
Yeah, no, dude, I was, like I said, I was listening to the interview with Nick Gage with Chris Van Vliet, dude. That interview was good. That interview was almost 2 hours. And, man, Nick Gage, I have much respect for him. I had respect for him before for what he did and still doing wrestling. But, dude, he's 40 years old. Still kicking ass, still fucking taking blood, you know, taking blood from motherfuckers, and he's the GCW champion. And it's going to take everything of Zack Ryder to try to take that championship, but I think Zack Ryder's going to come up with a short.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Now, John Moxley, on the other hand, he could be the one to take that championship back, or, you know what I'm saying, take it from Nick Gage, because this is a much different John Moxley than what he faced when he first faced John Moxley almost 15 years ago or whatnot it was. This is a way different John Moxley that went from deathmatch wrestling to the main stage of WrestleMania to being AEW's main champion. To going back to GCW, well, I don't even think he ever made it to GCW, but back to the genre of deathmatch. And I think John Moxley is going to be the guy to take that belt.
It'll be exciting to see, especially, man, that could be big.
You know what would be so cool is if it becomes a triple threat, but if it comes closer to home. I would love to see that live. I would go to that, dude, straight up.
And we have a Horror Slam GCW show coming up here.
That's what I mean. If it comes close to home, that would be one sick match to see live. And I, like I said, I would go to that. Take my money.
I would prefer at that show to see Horror Slam's best versus GCW's best. The Midwest best deathmatch competitors against GCW's best deathmatch competitors. That's what I would hope to see.
Yeah, that would be good, but dude, that would draw so much money. Not, you know what I'm saying? Well, GCW kind of needs that money, if you know what I mean. Them getting sued for almost $500,000.
Yeah, well, it's part of doing business.
Yeah. But nonetheless, dude, I want to see that whole show. You're right. They should do the Horror Slam champion or deathmatch champion versus Nick Gage. Because Nick Gage has made his way to Michigan, and he proved alive. I seen him live kick ass, dude, and Nick Gage is one sick motherfucker.
Well, I've seen Nick Gage, I believe, three times.
I filmed all three of his times that he came here. I remember when he faced Chuck Stein. I remember when he faced Sean Lone Horn, Peter B. Beautiful. Wait, no, that was the Pondo. He faced Breyer, and he beat Peter B. Beautiful for the Deathmatch Championship. So that was three times. I remember that three times. And then that one night when it was DBA's last appearance at Horror Slam, when he got mad at that security guard that night when he confronted Nick Gage. I remember that too. That was up at Rocky.
Yeah, that was exciting. We talked about
dude,
that.
I thought it was a part of the show until after the show. I was actually with Dan. You know Dan, right? My boy Dan work. So yeah, it was me, him, and a couple of my coworkers. We were hanging outside. We were drinking and, you know what I'm saying, chilling out, having a few drinks. And DBA, he's coming out of the he's coming out of the bar. MM3 and a few of his people were trying to hold him back, and he was about to fuck that nigga up, bro.
Wow. Yeah. We definitely never like action around here, you know. The wrestling shows. DBA actually is having a huge, huge show this Sunday. The Road to Proving Ground show, absolutely stacked. We got season 8 vet versus rookie, the reigning Proving Ground champion, Adam Wick, taking on Solo. And we also, MM3 versus John T. Keith, first time ever. That, to me, is it. I'm a big fan of John T. Keith, man. Very excited to see that. Fight for your spot match, Zach Thomas versus Justin Time. Zach Thomas has never appeared at XICW, so he's technically an XICW rookie if he, you know, makes the, you know, if he makes it onto the Season 8 cast. And LJ Lawrence taking on RC3, the grandson of the BUFNG, rest his soul. And then Jack Price and Alex Weir versus the Grey Wolves. Both Grey Wolves are going to be in the Proving Ground competition this year. And XICW Midwest Championship match, Aaron O'Ryan versus Sam Beal. And then the besides John T. Keith and MM3, the other match to see, the Proving Ground champion, Dread King Logan, versus the Extreme Intense champion, Tommy Vendetta, who is also the Horror Slam heavyweight champion, by the way. That is going to be awesome.
Dude, XI never disappoints, I'll tell you that much. And I only been to 3 XI shows in total, in the whole 3 that I've been a part of the indie scene. I've only been to 3 XI shows, which was the Sweet Daddy Memorial show right there in Lincoln Park at the Lincoln Park Rec Center. I've been to the house party with you. Oh, no, it was 2 times. It was only them 2 times that I've been to. The House Party 3 and the Memorial Show in Lincoln Park.
We would have returned to the Lincoln Park Community Center 3 times last year if it weren't for that fucking pandemic. I actually forgot also Dre Jacobs and Brutus Atwell are having a vet versus rookie match. Dre Jacobs in my top 5 on any list. Big man, main, you know, wrestling period. That's huge Dre Jacobs guy. And Brutus Atwell,
dude,
man, I've been seeing more of him, man. Brand new guy, but he's really making an impact. He's slam every man, and it's really getting over. And the guy, dude, he's a fucking monster, dude. He looks like a fucking Yeti, a Chewbacca or some shit. Dude's fucking huge. He's like 6'8", 250. Looks like he just crawled out of a fucking cave in northern Kentucky or some shit. I think he was raised by fucking bears or some shit. I don't know. Well, he's out to slam every man. And Jay Jacobs is not an easy man to slam.
Dude, yes, Jay Jacobs is a fucking beast. I recorded his match live, and I've never been excited to record a match, dude, but, like, all his fucking moveset is something to watch. And I don't really like to watch matches live. You were there when I recorded it, wasn't you, when you faced Shaw Stockmeyer? MPW.
Ace Evans and Dre Jacobs at MPW.
Yeah,
I was there.
Dude, that match was fire. That match was hard-hitting. And just his entrance alone, was like, you know what I'm saying, it gives you goosebumps.
Absolutely. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. It's time. Our interviewees are here, guys. I hope you guys are listening very well, because you are going to be listening to the SWE Tag Team Champions, the OMGs. Welcome, guys. Mike Anthony and John Omari.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Sorry about
what's
the delay.
Oh, man, it ain't no problem. It ain't no problem. Stuff happens, man. How's it going tonight?
Man, it's going pretty good, man. I'm speaking on behalf of myself, my partner Mike, the incredible shape of his life. I'm trying to be like that, man. He's pushing me to my limits. We're going to get this thing, but that's why we're the tag team champions.
Of course, man.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was about to say, man, just, like, stand up with these schedules, man. It's just, like, you know, just doing outside work for SWE, taking other bookings for other companies on, you know what I'm saying, that they're booking us through SWE. And it's a thing where, like, Teddy Long has put us in a hell of a position, man. That dude, like, we asked for an opportunity, man. That's where it started. You know, we walked out and cut that man off and took a risk and asked that man for an opportunity, and he blessed us with an opportunity, and we took the ball, and we've been running with it ever since, man. And it's just been a true blessing. So just staying busy, man, and just kind of trying to have fun with it, man. But also trying to stay alert.
Do you guys prefer to work as a tag team?
Man, you know, we can do it all, man. That's what we were trained to do it all. We've been, like John and myself, man, we've been tagging off and on for, like, 10 years.
My entire career? Basically, Mike and myself.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, Mike, let me add that one. We both, we one-up each other when we singles. I'm going to say that now. Like, when we'll be on the same shows or different shows, and we always watch each other's match trying to one-up each other. We tell each other, oh, my match was better. Oh, I can do this better. Oh, I made him look this way better. You know, like that. But, you know, it's a competition. Like, me and him literally say we compete with each other, you know, out of just motivation. And then when we get together, that's how we really stand out. Like, we stand out alone by itself. But when we get together, I mean, come on now. What other better way to put it than OMG? You know, it all makes sense.
All right. I couldn't have said it any better myself. Nah, he just took the words right out of my mouth.
And I checked your stuff out, man. You guys have just amazing chemistry as a tag team. And we were talking about that earlier, that a lot of times it comes from that familiarity. And a lot of times the best of friends make one the best adversaries and the best tag team.
Yeah.
And I love tag team wrestling, real tag team wrestling, not just random pairings or, you know.
Right.
And you guys
right.
are a great tag team, fun to watch.
I appreciate that. Hey, I'm going to cut you off right there. When you use the word adversary, let me tell you, man, me and Mike can be so close and so on point with each other, but, man, we be on the tips of the edge where we're ready to kill each other. I literally, me and him will literally be arguing in front of kids about parts of the match where somebody didn't cover something right. And we over here really about to fight. We about to fight in front of little kids. And they over there like, OMG. And then it's like we both realize what we're doing, so we'll just snap at him, like, all right, my bad, all right. And then start smiling like nothing happened. But we were really mad. We'd be really mad though.
Man.
Many layers to the OMG.
Yeah, so that we can do that in car rides. Don't even get me started on car rides, but we'll argue about anything. Gas prices, gummy bears, what I ate for breakfast, all the kind of stuff, man. But
gummy
he
bears.
Always on my ass about something. And we'll get to fighting in the car. And then we get out the car, we ready to attack. We ready to
chemistry.
Yeah, yeah. When we get out the car, we ready to fight somebody. We take it out on the person we wrestle.
It could be a rough night to be your opponent if it were a long, rough drive.
Man,
to the
it's
show.
Gonna be rough. It's gonna be rough for them regardless. I mean, we got that relationship like blood brothers, man. I'm sure if any of y'all have siblings, y'all know how it is, where it's that thin
Absolutely.
Line between love and hate with your blood brothers, where you're ready to kill them, but you'll die for them at the same time.
Yeah, I have a pair of sons as well.
Oh, man. Yeah,
so,
awesome.
Yeah,
I guess,
sure
I
know how that goes.
That's definitely how it goes over there, though.
But, yeah, man, it's like, man, SWE, man, they're bringing on the competition, man. The competition is getting super stiff, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
The competition is just getting stiffer and stiffer by the week, man. They're finding new talent left and right. Teddy Long with this open-door policy. It's like a gift and a curse.
I was going to say that open-door policy is something like the forbidden door, but you know what I'm saying? What do you guys think about the Ascension making their way all the way to SWE? Is that something you guys got to watch out for with your titles? You know what I'm saying?
Let me get this,
Mike. On your back?
Yeah, let me get this, Mike. Yeah, man, so here's the thing. We got arguably the greatest trainer on earth, Rodney Mack. Rodney Mack trained us. He polished us. He put us together. What we know and what we've always known was getting the tag team champions. Winning the tag team championship is one thing. Maintaining them is a whole other animal. With that being said,
and that's something that we always
matter,
say.
Yeah, with that being said, it don't matter if it's the Pillars of Destiny, the Ascension, Enzo and Cass. It don't matter because we know the competition is going to come and it's going to get tougher and tougher. But what that does, it just makes us stronger as well. Like, I'm telling you, my partner, man, he's the biggest motivator of all time. Like, there can't be no better motivator than my tag team partner. And that's what makes us so well. That's what makes us gel together. He's strong everywhere where I'm weak. And I can say I can lift him in the, you know, exact opposite way, too. So with that being said, yeah, we got targets on our back, but we ain't backing down for nobody.
Okay, okay. Shoot, I would love to see that match, actually, because you guys, I've been watching a little bit of you guys on YouTube and Facebook's little highlights and stuff, man. And like earlier that Greg said, you guys got a big, you know, you guys got a lot of chemistry going on there, man. And the Ascension is something to watch out for, though. You got to remember that, though.
Well, I mean, it's like this, man. I'm just trying to feed off of what John said, because John covered the professional side of it. But let's get now. I'm the one that's going to feed you the nitty gritty side of it. The Ascension are very accomplished. You can't take that away from them. But let's get it straight. The OMGs are the best tag team in the entire world right now. And we weren't handed these SWE tag team titles. We asked for an opportunity, and we busted our ass to get to these tag team titles. So while we respect everything that they've done, any tag team that steps up to us, they need to respect what we've done, too. And they need to respect the fact that the OMGs are at the top of the tag team mountain.
I agree with you. That's true. Now, have you guys either tag team or separately ever wrestled in Michigan or in the Midwest? Are you guys familiar with over here?
I wrestled in Illinois a couple times. I think John wrestled in Illinois a couple times. Have you not, John?
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question one more time? I want to talk to the tail end of it.
Have either of you guys separately or as a team wrestled in Michigan or in the Midwest area?
Oh, for sure. Like you said, Illinois, I know I've been in. I can't remember what part of Illinois. I think Randfield, Illinois. This was years ago. But, not so much in that area, but I know I wrestled in Illinois. I know I wrestled in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. Pretty much everything is east or west coast or in the south with me. My partner, I could say the same thing for. It's just been so long. You know, we've been together for 13 years, but, like, especially in our last – about 6 years is when we've been making, you know, most of our presence known here in the South. But,
okay,
you know, with that open door policy comes an open door availability where we're trying to make that next move and we're trying to get our names across the area with SCS with this new up and coming tag team champions that they gonna be that they not ready for.
Okay, okay. Because I was just asking because I mean. We got to actually faction or a tag team. Well, once in a while they're a tag team because they got such a big faction that the DTA, the Death Threat Army, I can see you guys going against actually Jack Tyson, Aaron O'Reilly.
Yeah.
They're actually pretty good well, over
Tyson,
here in Michigan.
Weir. The
yeah.
team of
oh,
Tyson
yeah,
Weir
too.
Would match up really good against the OMGs. Or
yeah.
the Capital Vipers and the OMGs
Ooh.
Would be a lot of fun.
Those are my,
and they're
those
not
are my
necessarily...
Boys.
Detroit guys, even though they come through a lot, they you know, they have some roots
actually,
here.
Jason,
they're mainly...
Actually, Ben is from Detroit. Ben is from Detroit.
Okay.
Ben was born in Detroit.
Okay.
But yeah, we got a lot of tag teams in Michigan. Where man, I can see a couple matches for you guys over here.
Well, I mean, the number one ability when it comes to the OMGs, man, we were always taught the number one ability is availability. So it's a thing where. I mean, you name the time and the place, and I mean, it's like
we hit
where...
that promoter up and tell them about the OMGs if they don't know, because we won't stop.
I promise
and
I will.
Name the time and the place, and then don't forget, we got an open door policy there. And if we, you know what I'm saying, if you can't answer our open door policy, we're damn sure answer theirs. So if their doors are open, I mean, hey, let's do it. With all due respect.
Absolutely, hey. Always. Oh, it'd be a lot of fun.
Yes,
oh, you know, we didn't say that would be good against them is the Monroe. We forgot about the Monroe, the process of the CBA.
That,
yeah.
CBA is more of a brawler. I think the other more, how do I say this? More committed tag teams would match up better against the OMGs.
Yeah.
And
the long-term committed tag teams. Those are that's where them bangers come in.
You can be an established tag team. You can be a makeshift tag team. You can be an intergender tag team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter. Open door policy is an open door policy. I mean, we'll take on anybody. I mean, we welcome the challenge. It's a hell of a task, but we still welcome the challenge. I mean, that's
and anybody, right. Anybody who know our trainer Rodney Mack knows that man will take on any and everybody, no matter how big, how tall you are, how black you are, how white you are with the white boys. Anyway, Rodney Mack, that is the perfect guy to mold and shape anybody up to compete against any adversary. It don't matter. It don't matter if we're a good matchup for him or a bad matchup. The only thing that I can tell you is that the fans will be chanting OMG by the end of that match.
Yeah, we got Rachel Green. Are you listening? And Horace Slam. And then Steven Rivera from Pro Wrestling All-Stars. Let them know. We want to see the OMGs in Detroit.
Hey, if y'all can hear this interview, people who just heard that, man, we want it all. We want all the smoke. We want y'all to even say OMG. Man, these dudes good, man. Where they coming from? Where they from? How come I ain't heard of them? Well, this is where it starts. You know, we 13 years in, but, you know, everybody got to start from somewhere. And everybody has a moment when it's time to shine. Right now is ours. Again, this is why we're the tag team champions, not because we just appeared and showed up somewhere. It's because we put in the work.
I literally felt that way when I watched some of your stuff. I'm like, how the fuck do I not know these guys?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, majority of our career, we, Mike and me both, we kind of sheltered ourselves from just getting out there, you know, and that's just, number one thing you learn when you get in is break out of there, get out there, get you some contact, network. Well, we got complacent, both of us, where we didn't mind wrestling in the same spot, you know, for years until we was just like, bro, we getting older, you know. But, you know, we're still in the prime of our life. And so while we still have this opportunity, let's get out of here. Let's start branching out. Let's start showing our true potential, what we've been keeping from people for years. And so this, and when we made that up in our mind, that's when, I'm not even, was it November, Mike, when we first appeared at NWE?
Yeah, November.
We first did a tryout or a camp in November. We were the tag team champions in February for NWE.
Wow.
Let that sink in on how dedicated and how serious we were to each other about this.
And it just shows that all you needed was the opportunity to shine, because you instantly shine. The diamond was already there. It just needed to broke out the box.
Right.
Yeah, and even though it was even a rough starting out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People think that we just walked in and, no, we busted our asses. We showed up at every single tryout camp. We showed up to clinics. We showed up to every single thing. And, I mean, if you wanted it, we helped them with the setup. We put up the ring. We tore down the ring. I mean, we do everything we need to do in order to, you know what I'm saying, to pay our dues and to get better. And it was a thing where they had a tag team tournament because the tag team championships were vacant at this time.
Yeah.
And they had a tag team tournament. And, I mean, dude, we got our asses smoked in the first round. I'm not even going to front to you.
Yep.
We got smoked in the first round. I mean, that was our chance at the job right there. We didn't even have jobs at SWE, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, just to let you guys know how far we were in, we were on the outside looking in. And so
talking about a humble beginning.
Yeah. And then so the tag team titles were vacant, and then so we got our asses smoked by Jackson Crimson in the very first round. And I'm talking about we were done. We were done. But it was a thing where some unfortunate circumstances happened and Jackson Crimson couldn't make it. And that left a spot open. That's when we went out there. We took advantage where there's opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You have to speak up. Closed mouths do not get fed. So we walked out on live TV, and we asked Teddy Long for one opportunity. Hell, we honestly thought he was going to put us in a 2-on-1 handicap match with The Undertaker. But that didn't happen. Thankfully, that didn't happen. But, you know, we asked him for an opportunity. We begged him for an opportunity. And we had two matches that night. And if we won our first match, we would go on to in the finals for the tag team championships. And what do you know? We stand before you 4 months later, tag team champions.
Still.
Reigning, defending, undisputed tag team champion.
Yes. Yes, man. And it's crazy, man, because it's crazy. We've had these titles for 4 months, man. And would you believe it if I told you I just started, like, enjoying it? I haven't had a chance to enjoy it because you don't know who's coming next. You don't know who the hell Teddy's going to open this damn door for.
I was going to say, it's a revolving door.
Like, it's open. It's open.
It kind of make you wonder if Teddy's setting you up. But it's a combination of, Teddy is constantly keeping you on your toes, you know.
Now, is there a dream tag team that you guys would like to see in the SWE that ain't signed to SWE yet?
Ooh, man. Hey, man, you know what? I want to see everybody, man. I love professional wrestling as a whole. And, you know, I want to see everybody doing well. I want to see everybody eating. I want to see everybody, you know, having fun and enjoying the sport. So,
amen.
You know, as long as everybody has a place, you know, and if they don't have a place, SWE has an open door. So if they don't have a place, that's kind of their own fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, open door policy. What you still sitting at home on your asses for? Get up and come kick this damn door in.
Yeah. You know. And kick it down and burn it down. But,
man,
yeah.
You know.
I'm a newer fan to SWE. Just in the last couple of months, I'm totally impressed. And I love it. It's, you know, making me want to see what's going to happen next.
Man, SWE is a bug out, man.
I mean, like, episodic wrestling that, you know, you really want to see what's going to happen next.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. I mean, dude, I mean, people that, it's crazy because you have some of the greatest minds in pro wrestling ever. You know what I mean? Under one roster, you got some of the greatest minds in pro wrestling. You know what I mean? And you can't beat that. If you're not learning anything from these great minds, then something's wrong. You know, what are you doing?
it's always great to have a learning tree.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's like a thing where it's like, that's why I say I'm just now really having fun, because when I get there, John is always on me about this, man. He's always on my ass the whole show. Bro, loosen up. What is wrong with you? Yeah.
Oh, this ain't no gimmick. This ain't no character with Mike. Mike is intense all day long. This motherfucker go to sleep mad and angry.
You guys remind me of me and Greg. Me and Greg are the same way. Me and Greg are the same
funny.
Way.
I'm the crab ass, too.
Oh, man, I got social anxiety, so I'm just like, I'm not.
So do I.
I'm just like, bro, so it's weird. You know, you give me a microphone, I will eat your ass alive on a microphone. One-on-one, I can talk you to death. But, man, bro, it's just like when people come crowd you, for some reason, I don't know what's wrong.
Hold on. Let me stop you. Everything Mike said, this is comedy. Hold on, listen to this. What he just said is when he get on the mic, he is ape shit. He a monster. He'll eat your ass alive, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine five little 12-year-olds coming up to him asking for an autograph. This motherfucker sweat, scared, terrified.
Fuck them kids.
Oh, God. Hell no. Jesus Christ. Greg is the same way, though. Greg got the same.
I'm exactly the same way. I will, you know what you said. I like who I like, and one-on-one I'll talk to. You know, three, four, five people, man. I'm just moseying off to the side, man. I'm making a trip to the truck.
I'm over here signing autographs. I'm signing merch and signing autographs for kids and stuff. And then kids walking up to Mike, they want his autograph. And he's like, what do I do with it? I don't know what to do.
Oh, okay.
It's a kid.
Hey, they get more sweat on his merch than his autograph.
I don't know what to do. It's staring at me.
Oh, that's great.
Greg, that's going to be you when you're able to sign merch. That's going to be you.
Yeah.
They're going to get more of your sweat than your autographs.
Yeah, you know? That's what you should do, is pre-sign stuff. Hit up John Drake, get some of them trading cards made. It's like $50 for 500 of them. Yeah, you know, just take a card, man. Go somewhere.
Yeah, but like I said in the beginning, though, of this interview, is Mike, man, he is truly my opposite, because where I lack in, Mike's there to rescue me, to help mentor and coach me. I can think of so many times in the past when I was in front of a green screen or cutting a promo, and I just couldn't get any words out because I was terrified. I didn't know how to speak. I was terrified. I was stuttering. I was like deer in headlights when someone put the mic on me. And it was so many times where I just felt like a Tasmanian devil. I say a lot of crap, but wouldn't nothing come out of my mouth. No words, nothing. I'm freaking out. And then Mike comes over and takes the microphone, takes over, and he coaches me when we get in the car. Yeah, he'll make fun of me and talk shit, but he really helped me learn how to settle down when I'm on a microphone, because I get overly excited, anxious, nervous all at the same time, to where I'm still nowhere near as good as he is, but I'm light years better than what I was. And this is what I mean by, you know, we have each other's back, because now Mike takes pictures with kids comfortably.
Beautiful. Hey, you got to give him that. Got to give him that fucking Keanu Reeves pose, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. The God pose.
That Keanu Reeves, that same smile, and then just throw some kind of hand gesture up.
Yep.
That's the secret. Get in and get out, right?
That's it.
I mean,
that's awesome, man.
I'm getting better, man. It's like that's the key. And I mean, that's the key. I mean, a lot of people, you know, wrestling, I compare wrestling to a lot of things in like real life. You know what I mean? The whole point in wrestling is to get better. The whole point in life is to keep continuing to get better.
Right, right. And before we even switch gears on that, I'll say one last thing regarding that. And this is for any other wrestlers that are listening to this. It's not about the moves that you do in a match, bro. It's not about your moves, your finisher, getting all your shit in, bro. Because if you don't make no connection with the audience, they don't give a fuck about you. You know what I'm saying? You can't go out. You can go out there and do a million backflips. Trust me, I was one of those guys. But until you actually make a connection with people, make them want to actually feel your presence and just want to just cling to you, you got to make that connection with the audience, with your fans especially. People who already give you leeway to their life, where they're ready to, you know, hey, man, I like this guy. You got to make it up to him by, you know, committing, by being, you know, entertaining them, to be a part of them, signing autographs, being a part of them, you know, working them, even when you're out there in the match, you know, putting them over, you know, stuff like that, man. Acknowledge your fans.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful,
well,
man. You guys, thank you for
your
time tonight. We really appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, appreciate it.
We'd love to have you guys on again, and we'd love to see you in this area here. I promise.
Hey,
I'm going to pass your information along to some of our local promoters, and hopefully something can get worked out, and we can see one of them OMG bangers here in Detroit.
Man,
I love to
see Detroit, man.
We'd love to.
You in Detroit, man.
Hook us up.
We got recreational marijuana laws here. So,
oh, man.
So
there
we
go.
Card, so I can go to the dispensary, so you just let me know. You just let me know. You come on Detroit, you hit up Greg Caton Jr.
You.
on Facebook. I'm going to send you guys a request here this evening. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully we'll get you out here. Put you up on some good weed.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. I really want to come to Detroit, man. So if anybody's listening from that area, hell, if anybody's listening, we're welcome. We want to go all over the country. Hell, we want to go all over the world. So if you're listening,
that's right.
If you're hearing it,
send money, you hear
up.
This?
Let's do business.
Crab Wrestling. We got, you know,
yep,
we got
wrestling, the
Chicago Star
love
Wrestling.
To make it out there.
Let's do business.
That's right.
You're hearing it from our mouths. Let's do business.
Thank you.
All right,
ladies
guys.
And gentlemen.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Hey,
sure.
Man, we appreciate you guys having us, man.
Thanks
this is an awesome podcast, man. You guys are amazing.
Thank you. We
you.
Appreciate it. Like you said in the beginning, we appreciate you guys coming on and taking the time out today.
Oh, man.
Sure.
Appreciate you guys having us, man.
All right, man. Well, y'all be safe.
All right.
You too.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you.
Have
too.
A great night, guys.
All right, man. Y'all have a great night.
You too.
Ladies and gentlemen, awesome show. We, I want to say, you know, it's not goodbye. It's see you later. Day-Day's got to take a little maternity leave here. So he's not going to be with us for, you know, the next little while, but he'll be around. You can still get a hold of him. And I want to wish him the best. And my little
Facebook is always open,
nephew
guys.
Josiah, man. And, and I look forward to, you know, taking the lead reins here for a couple of weeks. And my interim co-host, Coco T, is going to be with me here. So we give you lots of good conversation, lots of good indie content. And, you know, up
we
next,
also got a couple
course,
of good guests coming up.
Yeah, this
Don't
coming week
that.
We got Madman Pondo. I almost forgot.
Yeah, we got Madman Pondo. And then we also have Lindsay Hendricks from SWE, the lead makeup woman, you know what I'm saying? She's going to give us a little insight on
that's
gonna
be
the woman
some
of wrestling
fun
the head over there in SWE.
That's
going
to
be
man,
very
I
interesting.
I love talking
that's
to people
different.
That do jobs that people don't really think of. You know, I love talking
right.
to those people and talking about what
exactly.
they do. Because I've been,
what,
you know, doing the odd jobs type of guy.
That's what I mean. That's why I like to bring those, you know what I'm saying, it's not like that, but they have different talents, and then they're, you know what I'm saying, it's not, you're different, it's different, it's all I got to say, it's different, and you know what I'm saying, it's like when we do the ref shows, you know what I'm saying, we put our eyes on something other than the wrestlers.
Yes, and up next, we have the return of the Gorilla Position with Steve Aaron and the Macho Ghost. The rest of the team, we from the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast, my brother Day-Day and my brother Martez, we God
See
bless everybody,
weeks.
Stay safe, and and we'll see you here soon. Peace.
Peace.